We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Even 10 in the morning now, 6:47 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. Revenue from Kansas casinos and lottery ticket sales down $100 million thanks to COVID-19. House Democrats preparing another pandemic relief measure as talks remain stalled with Republican leaders in the White House. President Trump unveils his plan for health care, signs executive order protecting pre-existing conditions. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes in Wichita picking up out there at this time. The traffic conditions this morning looking really good. And the gasoline prices, the average still $1.93 or $1.94 a gallon. Right now, heaviest traffic I'm seeing northbound and southbound I-135 right there at Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warm today, a high of 89 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 65. Saturday, sunny and warm. Tomorrow's high, 91. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 8 miles per hour and 64 degrees. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat. At the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas, or visit hatmanjacks.com. 6:48, Steve and Ted. Stocks rebounded Thursday with news that all COVID-19 vaccine candidates are in their final trials.
Stocks rose slightly as tech shares recovered and traders weighed mixed economic data. At the close, the Dow Industrials rose 52 points, the S&P was up 9, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up 39. It was a big day for tech, with Apple and Microsoft shares each rising 1%. Google was up 1.3%, and Amazon finished higher as well. But that was a sentiment turnaround from earlier in the morning when first-time claims for unemployment benefits came in higher than anticipated. That number was 870,000, 20,000 over Wall Street expectations. But in a sign of just how mercurial investors are, a strong report on new home sales from the Census Bureau turned sentiment around, allowing stocks to finish higher. Jerry Willis, Fox News.
6:50, Steve at 10 of the morning on KNSS. Do you really think you can time the market?
Do you?
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Here with his stopwatch to see how you can time the market.
I'm at time already. One, two, three, go. You know, I've had conversations with investors who have some pretty good luck with a handful of individual stocks. They saw the market dip dramatically in the spring. They had some cash on hand, invested it, and quickly grew their investments. I mean, sometimes doubling it. Now, many of them are getting cocky, and they could think that they can time the market. So for some, it may be, it may lead to delusional overconfidence. Well, let's break it down a bit. If you had that same success, where did you have the cash that you used to buy those stocks to give you that success? If you've had some luck this year, was it because you sold some positions in late February at the near peak of the market before the crash? If so, is there a repeatable process that you have for selling at the top of the market? That's key. Or did you already have some cash on the sidelines? Well, what is the specific repeatable process you used to buy into the market when it was near that late March market lows? And is there a procedure that you develop to choose stocks that you purchase that you can replicate in the future? Now, when we reach record or near record highs again, what are you going to do? Have you already sold? Are you or are you upset that you know you think that the markets may still go up? Will you sell and walk away with the profits, or are you feeling lucky and are you going to ride it out? What is your sell strategy? If you got in and got out successfully, making a tidy profit, what are you sharing that money with? Is it in a taxable account? You'll get to give some to Uncle Sam at the income tax rate that you're at. And there were minimal costs associated with maintaining your account, and there were some trading fees as well. What is your next move? What is the next one-time thing you're going to do? Well, I am elated when investors do well in the stock market. It warms the cockles of my heart. Mm. I've never seen anyone time the market with any consistency, though. To me, investing is more of a marathon than an emotional sprint. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
All right, Don, we're celebrating National Comic Book Day.
Oh, that's funny.
Honoring the artists and stories of comic books, fans and collectors, readers and artists come together to celebrate the day with events across the country.
Okay.
First popularized in the United States.
In the 30s.
Yeah, comic books are also called comic magazines.
Tell me this. Have you ever read a comic, I mean, with any consistency, you know, in a newspaper or a comic book, and actually just chortled and just actually laughed out loud?
Not on a comic book, but The Far Side used to crack me up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
It was just, I really appreciated The Far Side.
Yeah, yeah. That was a brilliant.
Good, good. And there's one called Herman.
Herman's
in the paper.
Good.
And Ted and I will say, hey, we'll cut it out. Hey, did you see this?
Yeah.
Herman's good. But yeah, The Far Side I thought was
but
just
comic,
brilliant.
Comic books are more like, they're more like serials. They're more like soap operas kind of almost,
yeah,
you know?
You look at my generation, of course, Batman and Superman. My brothers were big into Superman.
Archie.
I didn't do Archie. I kind of preferred Sad Sack and Beetle Bailey for some reason.
Okay.
I like the military deal.
That was a little before my time, I hate to say.
How about Mad Magazine and Cracked?
Mad Magazine, my brother and I used to fight over it. Yeah. We would get Boys Life and Mad Magazine, and whoever lost the toss got Boys Life. Although there was good stuff in there, too.
Boys Life had some good stuff.
And Popular Mechanics, gosh, I love, or Popular Science, I love that.
You did, yeah? All
oh,
right.
Man, that was so much fun with all those futuristic, you know.
Gadgets and gizmos.
Yeah,
and,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
They even predicted the internet, I'll bet, on there somehow, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
All right, well, yeah. I don't see this as young people are not into comic books anymore, as much as I can tell.
You can buy them, can't you?
Yeah,
I think they've got to be around.
They've had these little trendy comic book stores in different places, so I'm sure
there
are.
They're selling the old collector ones, though,
yeah.
Probably.
Collector items.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, they're still publishing new ones, and new ones are also getting published online, too.
Oh, okay.
E-readers and that sort of thing. So.
All right.
Yeah, but you don't collect those. Well, that's good thing to celebrate.
I got to celebrate a birthday today. My youngest grandchild, Sammy Joe, is turning 8 Sunday.
Wow!
And she's a doodle.
I think I may have been here when Sammy Joe was born.
You could have been.
Yeah,
could have been.
I remember the name. Yeah,
it's like such an unusual name.
Yeah, but, exactly. It sounds Southern.
She going to school down there in Derby, and
happy birthday, Sammy Joe.
Oh, she was going to El Paso, but I think she's going to a different school this year, a smaller school. But anyway, Sammy Joe's having a birthday Sunday, so I'm sure if you run into her, say happy birthday.
Sure, we all knew what to look for.
You know,
she's five
years old, she could read better than I could. So, you know.
Okay.
She's pretty precocious.
Pretty sharp,
yep.
Huh?
Sammy Joe. Got a lot of personality, too. I don't know where they come from.
Cool.
All right, Don. Hey, thank you, buddy. Great weekend coming ahead. I know it's going to have a great time. 6:55, Steve and Ted. And coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, our news, top of the hour news, President Trump unveiling his plan for health care. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.